It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure, there's always room for one more.
And welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today, a Masters preview. Tiger Woods is back. But where is Phil Mickelson? It's Tuesday at Augusta National Golf Club in lovely northeastern Georgia. Tiger Woods has recently advised his fawning press members that he is indeed planning to tee it up on Thursday for the opening round of the Masters Golf Tournament. Tiger said earlier today, quote, "As of right now, I feel like I'm going to play. I'm going to play 9 holes on Wednesday. My recovery has been good. I've been very excited about how I've recovered each and every day, and that's been the big challenge." Just 14 months after being severely injured in a one-car accident in Southern California, Tiger Woods' new bionic right leg will be severely tested by walking 18 holes, or about 6 miles daily, beginning on Thursday over a very hilly golf course. As CBS television and the press covering this event rejoices that the 5-time winner will return to competitive golf on Thursday at Augusta, I'm saddened that his biggest rival is not in the field and will not be around to thrill the patrons. Phil Mickelson is missing. Unlike Tiger Woods' physical injuries, Phil is missing this tournament due to self-inflicted verbal wounds that have been very slow to heal. The 51-year-old Mickelson shocked the golf world last spring by winning the PGA Championship by, quite literally, coming out of nowhere to win his 6th career major. In doing so, Phil the Thrill became the oldest golfer by 2 years to win one of professional golf's major championships. Lefty's best golf game may have disappeared from sight at times during his long and splendid career, but now the man himself is AWOL from the illustrious Masters field this spring. He's been a part of the Masters field since 1994. So what's up with Phil Mickelson?
I'm all ears.
In a nutshell, Phil Mickelson has placed himself into a self-imposed golf exile after getting into some hot water for comments related to a number of controversial golf subjects. Phil openly flirted with joining a new and quite lucrative world golf tour being pushed by retired golf legend Greg Norman. The Asian Tour proposed playing a limited golf schedule, about 10 tournaments a year, and would include breaks so that the game's top stars could potentially return to the United States and Great Britain to compete in golf's 4 major tournaments, the Masters, PGA Championship, US Open, and the Open Championship, otherwise known as the British Open. The PGA Tour, though, laid down the gauntlet to its players early and said, effectively, if you want to play on the new tour, don't come back here. Ouch! For the younger stars in professional golf, the PGA Tour has represented the top of the golf profession. Those folks were never likely to bolt. However, for golfers who were in the second half of their professional careers, the guaranteed money being offered by the upstart new golf tour was worth further investigation. Statistically speaking, most PGA winners are under the age of 35. For a 51-year-old like Phil Mickelson, who has recorded 45 PGA victories, tied with Walter Hagen for 8th place overall during his long career, the new Asian Tour would represent an easy way to pocket some late-career guaranteed money and cut down on his playing schedule. Once Phil Mickelson turned 50 years old last year, he dabbled with the Senior Tour and played a few events on the Champions Tour. Phil won the first 2 tournaments which he entered in 2021 and concluded the year by winning the senior finale at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship event. Phil Mickelson's golf game is still plenty good enough for the old guys tour, but this is a guy who really thrives on the best competition. And that's probably why Phil has been leaning into this new Asian tour as a way to line his pockets with guaranteed money while still playing against established but fading golf stars closer to his age. For their part, the new Asian Tour could boast of having an all-star grouping of some of the biggest names in professional golf competing in their new tournaments. The International Series, new top-tier golf tournaments integrated with the traditional Asian Tour schedule, was launched this year and will see 10 events played each year for the next decade. This coming June, this new venture will start with a $25 million golf tournament. And that's when it went off the rails for Phil Mickelson. Now, before you hear the rest of the story, let's take a brief time out to remember that Phil Mickelson's golf career has coincided with some guy named Tiger Woods. Woods is currently tied with Jack Nicklaus for the most PGA wins in tour history with 82. Phil has competed with Tiger for many, many years, and due to that unfortunate timing, Phil's been a bit unlucky that his career accomplishments have come during the Tiger Woods era. The money, though, has been incredible. Phil Mickelson's career earnings on the PGA Tour are now about $95 million. In just 2021 alone, one source indicated that Phil Mickelson pocketed about $2.7 million from playing golf, but then added another $40 million through endorsements and commercials for nearly a dozen companies. Phil was listed as the 29th highest paid athlete in the world for 2021, and that's not too bad for a 51-year-old guy. At this point in Phil Mickelson's golf career, he was missing a lot of cuts on the traditional PGA Tour, even though he won the 2021 PGA Championship. But then he was steamrolling the old guys on the Champions Tour. You can certainly see how Phil Mickelson could view Greg Norman's new Asian Tour events as a win for his bank account at this stage of his career. Though a handful of the younger stars on the PGA Tour, such as Bryson DeChambeau and Dustin Johnson, were giving this new option serious consideration, most have now chosen to pass on playing on the new Asian Tour this year. The inaugural Big Money event will be played in early June in London for a total purse of $25 million. Two more events are scheduled in the United States for July, one in Portland, Oregon, the other in New Jersey, while the U.S. will also have two more events on that tour in September, both in Boston and Chicago. A total of eight events featuring $255 million in prize money is being offered by this upstart new golf tour. Several months ago, Phil Mickelson appeared ready to jump from the PGA Tour to the new Asian Tour if the price was right. Some reports indicated that Phil had been offered about $10 million worth of guaranteed money this year, regardless of how well he finished in any of the events. And for a 51-year-old guy who earned a quarter of that amount last season playing on the PGA Tour, hey, it made a lot of economic sense, but it came with a big downside. In what the PGA Tour probably considers to be treasonous, Phil Mickelson apparently was overheard saying that he was attempting to recruit some other PGA stars to come join him and play on the new Asian Tour. And if that wasn't bad enough, he inadvertently insulted the Saudi Arabian financial backers of the new golf league by referring to the sponsors as being, I'll give you the cleaned up version, very scary people.
Go!
Phil Mickelson's relationship with the PGA Tour hasn't exactly been smooth over the years either. In 2014, Phil and some associates were investigated for possible insider trading involving a few New York Stock Exchange companies. Though he was ultimately able to resolve those issues, Phil Mickelson's penchant for gambling was already a big concern back in the PGA Tour offices. Arguably the second most popular player in the world behind Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson isn't shy about letting loose with verbal shots at the PGA Tour's executive suite and their tight-fisted control of the players and the tour's finances. A few months ago, while still contemplating this new Asian Tour, Phil Mickelson accused the PGA Tour of sitting on an $800 million stockpile of cash, which, in Phil's opinion, should have either gone to charities or the players or spent on growing the game of golf worldwide. The PGA Tour is a very tightly held organization, and their executive suite became enraged that one of the tour's biggest stars had effectively just thrown them under the bus. To my knowledge, the PGA Tour, though, has yet to address Phil Mickelson's current playing status, suspended or not, and nor has the PGA Tour, to my knowledge, addressed the issues which Phil Mickelson raised about the organization's purported $800 million bankroll. Back in February, Phil Mickelson finally issued a rather lengthy apology to everyone and stated that he was going to take some time away from the game to spend more time with his family. Some might say that Phil effectively suspended himself from the PGA Tour for the time being. Many of Mickelson's corporate sponsors used that opportunity to jump ship as the rats are continuing to scurry. The PGA Tour has always been notoriously quiet about any disciplinary actions involving its members and players. Though the Champions Tour would have, before all this happened, welcomed Phil Mickelson into the old-timers group with open arms beginning with this year, the senior circuit is also directly affiliated with the PGA Tour. And that means Phil's punishment, if quietly being assessed by the PGA Tour as a suspension, would also apply to the Geezer Tour as well. Before this recent dust-up, Phil Mickelson was already in line for a prime television analyst spot whenever he wanted to hang up his golf cleats in trade for a microphone at the 18th green. So what's going to happen next? Phil Mickelson will not be teeing it up at Augusta National Golf Club this Thursday morning for the first time in 28 years. For a golf tournament that traditionally embraces its former champions, the longtime gallery favorite and three times Masters champion has been mysteriously vanquished this week. Being that Phil Mickelson has always marched to his own drummer, I believe that Phil will reemerge and play some golf this summer on that new Asian tour. I don't think that the Champions Tour really interested him all that much anyway. He stated in the past that he does not want to keep playing competitive golf unless he is able to compete at a very high level. Phil Mickelson, like Tiger Woods, has kept golf relevant and fun to watch for us fans. And here's hoping that this will eventually have a happy ending for all of us. I'm Swamp Swami, and enjoy the Masters.